You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ
Always glad
Connect.
To have you along with us on ABQ Connect, and particularly glad you're regularly tuning in to catch your Friday financial update with Brian Cochran, which, by the way, Brian, come the end of the month, the last Friday of the month, we've got you on the schedule to spend an hour with Jim Williams on the broadcast, sharing your insight and the insights tab from johnmoore.com. But thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, I look forward to hanging out with Jim. He's a friend, so that'll be fun. We'll end up talking basketball for half of it. So,
yeah, by then we'll know how the Mountain West tournament went. But hey, you know, with the, I was gonna say with things happening in the Middle East, but listen, market volatility isn't necessarily uncommon, but just how common is it, Brian? I mean, you know, we bring it up at times like this. We did last week, but what are kind of some of the stats looking at just how volatile the market is on a normal basis?
Yeah, it's a good question because expectations really set our mood a lot of times. I like to say that happiness equals experience minus expectations. So if you have a good experience, but your expectations were for something great, you can still end up with negative level of happiness. and I think one of the things that happens to people is with stock markets is they, for some reason, don't expect the markets to ever go down or expect them to be volatile, so that when markets do move, they move dramatically and they move down, people get rattled. So having good expectations is important. And so one way to think of this, Steve, if you think of the S&P 500, which is the most common quoted stock index, think about how often it declines. So, you know, if you think about a 2% drop, so keep in mind, a 2% drop right now is about 1,000 points on the Dow. And Steve, people your age and stage and older think of the Dow maybe a little differently, that they like to use the Dow as a common index. And they remember when 1,000 points was a 10% move in the Dow, right?
Right.
Or more.
Right.
So 1,000 points nowadays is only about a 2% drop in the Dow index. And what we see is a 2% drop happens probably around 10 to 15 times a year. So okay. You should expect a 2% drop in the market, you know, at least once a month, maybe would be a normal cadence. Now these times of volatility tend to get bunched. So you might get most of those 2% down days, you know, bunched together in one kind of geopolitical or economic event. But you should expect the market to drop pretty often that level. What's happened recently, Steve, is that we had 8 months of pretty easy and positive stock markets in a row. So I think investors got lulled to sleep through the second half of 2025 and into early 2026. Now, what really starts to rattle people is when you start to see something like a 5% drop in the market. Now, we should expect that 2 to 3, maybe 4 times a year. So a 5% drop is where you start to see it more in the headlines when you see the market
now,
is that in a
day or maybe in a 2 or 3 day span?
It can be in one day. Certainly last year we had 2 5% down days in a row during the tariff tantrum back in spring of 2025. So it can happen per day, but I'm thinking more just in terms of, you know, a short-term 5% pullback that could one or 2 days. We also see 10% drops, which traditionally in stock market lingo is called a correction. I always think that's an interesting term, by the way, Steve, correction, because it implies that something's wrong and needs to be fixed, right?
Yeah.
So a 10% drop happens about once. I always say every 12 to 18 months is a good expectation for a 10% market correction. Okay.
So go ahead, Brian. I don't want to interrupt.
I was going to say we have had periods where markets have been exceptionally quiet for a couple of years and you go without a correction, but that's pretty rare.
So, not sure if this would be applicable to our conversation, but you know, when I see, I am not planning on doing anything with my retirement plan, my 403B, for anytime soon. So, you know, when there's a correction, am I kidding myself? Or am I a glass half full guy that I'm like, well, great, I get to buy cheaper now?
Yeah, I think that's a good perspective. The challenge, Steve, is not everybody's actively placing new money in the market like you and I are through our payroll deposits into our retirement plans at work. So if you're a retiree or someone who isn't actively investing, you're not really taking advantage of downsides. You're just experiencing them as loss. So that's where I think we see a little bit more of the fear sometimes. But yeah. I would say we do still see some younger investors who have 30, 40, 50-year timelines who are actively saving that will actually stop making contributions to their retirement plan or pull their retirement plan investments away from the market due to these very regular drops, especially that 10% drop I just mentioned, a correction that's every 12 to 18 months. Yeah. That can rattle investors because keep in mind, when this happens, Steve, you don't just see a decline in the value of your investments. You're also hearing scary headlines in the news, like what we're seeing with this conflict in the Middle East, or you're seeing headlines in articles online or in the paper. You know, it's more than just the fear that comes from seeing the values change. You're hearing narratives that drive even more fear for you as an investor.
So Brian, we obviously go back to the insights tab. We mention it just about every time. It's on the website at johnmoore.com, and it is a no cost resource. And I'm wondering, at a time, you know, like this in volatility, what are key search words you might encourage people, or is there something, you know, relevant, recently posted that you would drive people to?
Yeah, so we did address specifically the events in the Middle East during our weekly podcast that we put on YouTube, and that's accessible on the Insights tab as well. And then we also had our monthly investment commentary from last week that kind of set the stage for how the market's sitting as a whole going into the month of March. So good recent data that talks a lot about investments in particular. So that's a good place to start is looking at that podcast. So again, that's accessible on YouTube or through the Insights tab.
Okay. And anything in the works you want to mention?
Always a lot in the works. So we have a great article coming out about perspective on taxes as part of our Money 101 series. That's sort of the basics of finance. It talks about kind of tax rates and how to view taxes and how to think of taxes from a biblical perspective, all of which are helpful this time of year. And that'll be coming out here in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Which, by the way, if people missed Faith and Finance yesterday, it airs weekday mornings at 4:30 and at 11:30, and it's sponsored by John Moore Associates. Go find that broadcast with Rob West and guest. They are talking about taxes and in what way we should be thankful. Something well worth going to check out. I wanted to mention that based on the tax information you just shared, Brian. But always appreciate the time spent, not only here on our weekly update, but preparing for this. And look forward to hearing how you and Jim walk through this year's basketball season and you know, money stuff come the last Friday of the month. Always appreciate having you on.
Yeah, my pleasure, Steve.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect. Have a great weekend, and also thanks for staying with us throughout the day. Look for the complete schedule on klyt.fm.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.